Hey guys, John V here from Phone Arena. You're watching our in-depth video review of the Dell Venue. It's available right now for a tier contract price of $100 through Dell directly. It's enabled to work with AT&T's 3G band, but they also sell an unlocked model. It's similar to the Dell Venue Pro, the Windows Phone 7 sibling, which we checked out a while ago. Instead, it's a candy bar Android 2.2 Froyo-powered smartphone, and we'll see how it stands up against the ever-evolving Android competition. Utilizing the same design found with the Dell Venue Pro, except for the fact that it doesn't offer a keyboard, the Dell Venue is indeed one pretty-looking handset. There's a good elegance to it, it's refined, and has some really premium choice materials, like the chrome trim siding, so it just gives it a really nice premium look combined with the plastic exterior. It's a little bit larger than most handsets out there, but still, it's definitely a beauty. Turning it on, we're greeted to a 4.1-inch WVGA AMOLED touchscreen, so that's 480 by 800 pixels. It produces some really nice-looking details, and thanks to its AMOLED panel, it produces some poppy-looking colors, deep and rich with its tones. It sports some really nice viewing angles as well, so you can make out what's on screen. It has a curved display, which is more of a cosmetic thing. It just has a shimmering effect when you look at different angles. Still, its brightness output's not the strongest out there, and still requires you to shield it away from the sun. Below the display, we find three Android capacitor buttons. They're spaced evenly far away from one another to reduce any accidental pressing. Not something you commonly find with most Android smartphones, the Dell Venue has a dedicated vibrate switch on the left side of the phone. Meanwhile, on the right edge of the phone, you have a dedicated shutter key, the volume rocker, up and down. They're kind of flush, but they exhibit a really good tactile feel when you press them down. Likewise, there's a pretty good tactile response with a dedicated power button on the top edge of the phone. You also have the 3.5mm headset jack as well. Finally, in the bottom edge, you have the speaker, the microphone, and you also have the micro USB port for data and charging connectivity. Taking a look in the back, we find the 8-megapixel autofocus camera with the single LED flash with the Dell logo right there. Removing the back cover, you gotta slide it off. It gives you access to the SIM card slot, micro SD card slot, and also the 1400 mAh battery. 6 months ago, the Dell Venue's 1GHz Qualcomm Snapdragon 8250 processor would have been perceived to be a high-end chipset, but nowadays, it's more defined to be in the mid-range market. Its performance on the Dell Venue is a little bit sluggish though, not the most responsive we've seen. With an animated live wallpaper activated, it does just kind of strain a little bit. It's not as responsive as we like. You kind of see that too with the app panel here. There's a little bit of delay, but it's not really too debilitating and still more than tolerable. It features the Dell Stage UI running on top of Android 2.2 Froyo, so you still have all the personalization aspects. With the Dell widgets here, they're quite useful. They take the entire space of each single home screen, although it works with the tablets like the Dell Streak 7 and Dell Streak 5. It doesn't feel as ideal here with the Dell Venue. With its sizable display, the messaging experience is pretty good with the Dell Venue. You can tell with the stock Android keyboard here that we're using, it's more than responsive to touch and it's able to keep up with that rate. The layout is more than spacious, and of course, landscape option is the preferred one just because it's a lot more larger. You also have the swipe keyboard on board as well if you want to use that as an alternative. Thanks again to its large 4.1-inch display, the Gmail experience on the Dell Venue is pretty fantastic just because there's less scrolling needed to read your emails. You get all the features you commonly expect as well on any other Android smartphone. Setup is a breeze, your username and password is pretty much all you need, and in some instances, it'll require additional pieces of information. Relying on the stock Android music player, it's more than functional at its core in playing some songs, but don't expect any fancy looking presentation with it. As far as the audio quality with the speaker, it's surprisingly very boisterous at the highest volume setting. It does sound rather irritating, but putting it down a few notches makes it a little bit more pleasant to the ear. With its mesmerizing AMOLED display, the video watching experience on the Dell Venue is pretty fantastic and awe-inspiring. The video we have here is encoded in MPEG-4, 1280 by 720 resolution. You can tell it's moving at a really nice frame rate, no slowdown or lag, lots of details, and more importantly, it has some really deep-looking colors to make it fantastic. As a whole, the Dell Venue's 8-megapixel autofocus camera shoots some sub-average looking shots, although it excels highly in outdoor sunny conditions just because it captures a fair amount of detail and some neutral looking colors. It doesn't do greatly in low lighting shots, whether it's in outdoors or indoors. It captures some hazy looking visuals and subtle amounts of noise, and unfortunately though, the LED flash is not potent at all. Equally, the Dell Venue 720p video recording is not all that great. First of all, it shoots at 20 frames per second, so it's a little bit on the choppy side, and has some soft-looking visuals and audio recordings on the hissy side, so it's not the best thing, and when you pan really quickly, there's a noticeable amount of artifacting. Regrettably, calling quality isn't all that great either with the Dell Venue. Just because on both ends of the line, voices sound hollow, and with the earpiece, there's a noticeable amount of background noise and static on our end. When I switch to using the speakerphone, however, it does produce some strong tones, but voices tend to sound muffled. Signal strength with the Dell Venue is pretty good. In high coverage areas, it puts up a good amount of bars and doesn't fluctuate that much. Strangely though, we did drop a few calls during our testing. Meanwhile, battery life seems to be pretty average with the handset. After fully charging it up, we managed to get a continuous talk time 6.5 hours on a single charge. As far as daily normal operation, mainly consisting of text messaging, web surfing, emailing, and occasional phone call, we're able to get a good day, but for light users, you'll probably get a little bit more. Heavy users, on the other hand, might want to recharge this as much as they can. Of all things, the one thing we like about the Dell Venue is the fact that it's just one of those handsets that you don't find too often being used by other people. In fact, it is kind of rare to see it out there in the wild. At the same time, its $100 on-contract price point is pretty fitting for this mid-range handset, although 6 months ago it could have been deemed as a high-end device. We definitely like its industrial design, very eye-catching. Although it might not excel highly in other areas, it's still pretty decent with its offering. So if you'd like to learn more about the Dell Venue, you could check out our website, phonerina.com. Thanks again for watching, guys.